Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott today.
Good morning.
You got to turn her on.
Good morning.
Ben, wake up. Turn her on.
I think you're on. The mics were switched.
The mics were switched. That's what was going on here. I don't know.
Okay.
Hold on.
Now you need to turn that one on.
Hello. Well, go ahead, Carl. I don't know.
Go back to the blue one. Let's use the blue one for today.
There we go. Okay. This has been odd. Things were kind of put away in a very strange position last night. It was a show that was on. You know, just what it is the next morning to have, you know, headphones and microphones. And there's different colors on the mic covers.
Well.
Good morning, everybody. Here we are. It's going to be hot.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio and our little madness this morning. Today, the 12th of June and 7:06 in the morning. And the weather brought to you by, I'm sorry, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the controls here. And what's been going on is this. Somehow, someone changed all the mic covers. When you change the mic covers, because every mic is related to a color back there on his board.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday we changed all the mic covers back. I've got a green one. Yours is blue.
But mine's never been blue.
What color was it?
Yellow.
Well, that was then supposed to be that one then.
All right.
Okay. And then blue and red.
Okay.
All right. So last night, David, who did not know the color scheme.
He's our new guy.
When he just put it back.
Yeah.
He just put it back.
Yeah.
Somebody grabbed your earphones.
Yeah.
And used them instead of the ones that go with yours.
Yes.
It's easy to do around
yes.
here. All right. That's what happened.
So
we're
going
to switch you back to your yellow mic.
All right.
Here. At the break. Until then.
Yeah.
Let's try to persevere through.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so anybody knows that, you know, when you get in somebody else's car and you move it around, let's just say, for instance, the seats. Thank you. And you're working on my sound right now, too, because that's interesting. And you're moving around the seat.
You sound great.
And then you get into driving, and then somebody gets back in the car. They're like, wait. You know, somebody's moved the steering wheel up, or they've, you know, it takes you a minute because you've got it set your way. Anyway, how many times do people who are you great, loyal listeners tune in and hear us go through this in the morning? You know, it's like, at least we didn't walk out with a black shoe and a blue shoe. You've done that.
We've had, no.
Remember that? Yes, you did.
I did a black shoe and a brown shoe.
Well, whatever.
Okay. But they're the same kind of shoes.
Oh, they were.
And nobody noticed it all day until I was getting
Diane noticed it. We miss Diane. If you're listening, Diane, you know, we love you. We miss you. Hey, you know what? There's an excessive heat warning today, Carl.
You know. There should be.
Got up super early, took the dog out at 5:18. You know, it was beautiful out. And, you know, I was noticing yesterday on the early morning walk that there was a lot of construction. So when I was walking down West Street, I believe that street's been repaved. So, yeah, there's a lot of that construction going on around. If you listen to the Sue McClain News Hour, she really gives a great update about what's happening with the different traffic situations and construction in town. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 105. Not too windy, maybe 3 to 6 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with our overnight lows around 74. So you know it's going to be staying in that hot zone. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 105 as well. And Wednesday night, clear skies with around 71. Now Thursday, well, guess what? Today is Wednesday. So what am I saying about today? Am I looking at something that's old?
It's yesterday's. We talked about this.
Yeah, but I didn't get it. So today's 105. Okay. Today's 105. Overnight lows tonight of 71. Thursday calls for 97. Overnight lows of 66. And now we're getting near end of the triple digits on Friday with 96 and overnight lows of 62. And Saturday, 91. All right. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The Kinney family. You know, Chuck spoke at an event that we were at Saturday night. They've done such wonderful work, built that company. Love to hear about the beginning stories. The Kinney family, now on to the second generation. Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned company, doing great things with all your Shasta and gas needs. I mean, propane and gas needs. Now, I'm here.
You have got to stop having two cups of coffee in the morning before you even get here. You're just... I'm just kidding. Okay. Hey, the search for Shasta County's county clerk's successor is moving forward. And the ground rules have been set to find someone. This is out of the record search line. The director of support services, Monica Fugit, said an initial three-person committee whittled down the number of candidates who will be interviewed next week to less than half of the original applicants. We received 39 applications. 15 remained after the initial screening. Of those 15, they were sent notifications to participate in next week's interviews and respond by 5 p.m. tomorrow. That would be today. To confirm the extent, their intent to participate. And then next Tuesday, each candidate will be asked 5 questions out of a list of 10. Then the top 6 applicants will be interviewed on Wednesday. Then they'll be given a background check before being offered the position. Now, people are saying that the lady that's in there right now, after Kathy Darlin Allen retired, is Joanna Francescut, who's been doing the, you know, who's been Kathy Darlin Allen's deputy. And they're saying, well, why are we even doing it? She's doing a good job, you know, blah, blah, blah. The reason you do this is... So you look out there at candidates, and then the person just doesn't fleet up into the next job. That you can then, if Joanna is the one, and I haven't seen anything about Joanna that causes me pause for it from everything I've read. I do not know the lady. But then you can say, hey, look, we looked at this many candidates, and she was at the top of the heap. So... to me, that's a good way of doing it. And even though people don't like that idea, I think it's the best thing for the position and for Joanna and the county is to go through this process. And I, you know, and with her knowledge and everything, she's got right there. That's, you know, that's a step up for anybody else that's just walking in my opinion. Okay. Let's take a quick break after we're still trying to figure out. Now, today, June 12th, Shasta Regional Medical Center, they're going to have a walk-in Wednesday, and they're looking for high-quality employees. They're looking for RNs, LVNs, CNAs, and other clinical or non-clinical professionals. It's going to begin at 10 a.m. down at Shasta Regional at 1100 Butte Street. They're going to interview people, and they can be offered jobs today. And they are offering a $30,000 RN bonus. Now, I don't know anything else about that, but it said learn about our $30,000 RN bonus. Shasta Regional Medical Center offers competitive salary, excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, and professional career growth opportunities. And they've got nice people down there, very competent people. They're on the cutting edge of technology down there with the procedures they do to keep people from having to drive down to Sacramento or Davis, all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, we'll be right back. Yeah.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
The 12th of June, 7:20 in the morning. I want to remind everybody that this Sunday, 35th Aviation Day, it's a Father's Day celebration out at Benton Air Park, at Benton Airfield Airport. At the on Gold Street, and it's free admission, free parking. You can buy a pancake breakfast there with eggs and sausage and juice and all that kind of stuff. Adults $8, 5 to 12, kids 5 to 12, $5, under 5, free. Modern and vintage airplanes on display, experimental aircraft, warbirds, and CHP aircraft. If you want to, you can buy an airplane flight or a helicopter flight. It can be up there. Give Dad a helicopter flight. For more information, call 530-276-8157. And it's Facebook. It's Aviation Day, slash, or not slash, but Stash Father's Day. It's a good time. A lot of people show up for that, and it's become a tradition over the last 35 years. So there.
So there.
So there.
So there.
Now.
Okay, so a new star will appear in the night sky any day now as space enthusiasts await an explosive celestial event known as a nova. The once-in-a-lifetime sighting promises to be an exciting one for amateur astronomers. Astronomers. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We know that Hunter Biden is guilty. These are five things you need to know today. A jury found Hunter Biden guilty Tuesday in all three federal felony gun charges he faced. Now, this is really interesting because I listened to many news outlets yesterday. And it was really interesting to hear the different takes on this. This was concluding that he violated laws meant to prevent drug addicts from owning firearms. The conviction marks the first time a president's immediate family member has been found guilty of a crime during their father's term in office. Though his crimes predate Joe Biden's tenure as president, in a statement, Hunter Biden said he was disappointed by Anyway. So a fine up to, could be 25 years in prison. We know that's not going to happen. And a fine up to $750,000 at his sentences that will occur before election day. Your take?
Well, he's guilty. And he's a drug addict. And he's a crack addict. I mean, there's so many questions about Hunter Biden. You know, he introduced his brother's, widow to crack cocaine. Other witnesses saying he was taking crack cocaine every 20 minutes, smoking it. The guy is an addict. I mean, that's a given fact. Mm-hmm. He was given jobs, it appears, just because of his connection to his daddy, Joe. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in salary on jobs he didn't know anything about. I mean, it was all tied in to who his father was. Now, the question is, did you know about that? Blah, blah, blah. That's something else. But Hunter was guilty. So, and he is also a convicted felon. We've been having a lot of that in the news lately.
You know, the thing is that, you know, with addiction, you know, I don't like the slap down when it comes to, again, to the word addict, because here's the reality. You can, you know, we have addiction in our family. So, I mean, the reality is I don't know if there's a family that doesn't somewhere, it could be a closet addict or whatever it is, somewhere in the chain of the upline, the downline, the sideline, there's addiction. And so if one works on becoming a former addict, they always say, like, I'm an alcoholic or I'm an addict, because it's in your system. It's always there. And so it's the work. You've got to do the work. And
but
so
people
I know they do overcome it. And so I don't like the shame. I don't like it when people put the shame. Okay. So he did it. It came out that he did it. And so the reality is that he, you know, needs to face whatever the crime and punishment would be, whatever that is. But what I got from all the different news outlets is that, you know, you want to talk about two sides of the road and how people would have just how they react to Trump and how they react to Biden.
If it had been
they're,
Don Jr.
They're two completely colors, same situation, coloring it is absolutely different in every way.
Oh, no, they are so against the Trump name. If it had been somebody in the Trump family, they would have been gleeful. And because it was Hunter Biden, it was, oh, this poor boy. No, you're right. I mean, diametrically opposed views of the fact that he was found guilty for buying a gun, lying on a federal form. And people do go to jail for this, by the way. Now, will Hunter Biden go to jail for it? Probably not. Will Trump go to jail? Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it would be – but then again, I thought there'd be a hung jury on Trump's trial. I thought somebody in there would see. But then again, I wasn't there following the trial every day or even every week. So
number two, and I was listening to Armstrong and Getty yesterday on the way out to, I don't know, someplace, and a business call somewhere, and they were talking about that there was there were the Palestinian – encampments and protests in front of the White House, and that nobody was arrested. Well, yesterday, new encampments on UCLA's campus demanding an end to the Israel-Hamas war. At least 27 people were arrested after setting up pro-Palestinian areas at the university that police said were unlawful. While protests spread at college campuses this spring denouncing Israel's handling of the conflict, UCLA's campus turned into a scene of brutality in April when violent counter-protesters attacked pro-Palestinian demonstrators.
Okay, now see, that story is, that's tinged with CNN. You had pro-Israel and you had the pro-Palestinians there, and they did. They got into a fight, and the police came in and arrested a number of people. But the way the police on the campuses now are handling it, instead of just letting them do this, they're clearing out the campuses. There have been students not allowed to graduate. You're finding that the majority of the people that are on these campuses aren't even students. They're outside agitators that have come in that have been trained on how to do these things. And I'm not saying there aren't college students out there, you know, saying, woe is poor Palestinians. I would like people to take a good look at what's happened in that country and look at the history of Israel and the Palestinians and the Palestinian people. And, you know, at least have the knowledge before you start saying things like this. So. Okay, what's number three?
Number three is economy. A key inflation report will be released today, hours after before the Federal Reserve is slated to announce its decision on interest rates. The central bank is widely expected to hold rates steady for the seventh straight meeting and, more importantly, outline how many times it hopes to ease rates in 2024. This comes after the April personal consumption expenditures index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge showed that U.S. economy made little progress in keeping costs in check.
Of course, it's inflation is here. It keeps going up. It wasn't as bad as it was at one time, but it's still going up. And here's what it's got to be is President Biden said, our economy is so strong it outstrips inflation. Well, he was wrong. It was just a mistruth what he said, that wage gains have not kept up with inflation. Ask the middle class. Don't ask your friends, Joe, up there. Don't ask your millionaire and billionaire friends. No, it's okay. Ask the middle class. See what's going on with them. And, you know, we're out here. We're taking hits. And then 10,000 people just lost their jobs in California in the fast food industry. Why? Because the cost of labor just went up.
Yeah, it's happening around us. Number four, this is interesting. Well, not interesting, but, you know, kind of horrible, but it's almost like out of the movie Speed. One person is dead after a gunman on Tuesday hijacked a commuter bus in Atlanta with 17 people inside, prompting passengers to frantically text loved ones and call 911 for help. Police said, as police arrived on the scene and tried to confront the gunman, the suspect held the bus driver at gunpoint and forced him to speed away. The ensuing rush hour police chase zigzagged across highway lanes and suburban streets as the bus led authorities across at least two counties. When the bus finally ground to a halt, passengers streamed out, and then 39-year-old gunman was arrested without incident. Police said a passenger found shot aboard the bus was taken to a hospital where they later died. Can you just imagine? I mean, this is the kind of thing I was thinking about after we did that, I've really been thinking about this every day with the veterans event that we did on Saturday night for Simpson, and Chuck Kenny spoke, and it was so, you know, patriotic and beautiful, and, you know, those people who fought bravely, and they spoke a lot about post-traumatic stress disorder and veterans coming together. It made me really think about what happens when you fight for the American dream, or you're fighting for the voting rights and for our rights, and then you come back into where we are now, and you look at these headlines, and you think, you know, it's almost like you feel like you're leaving havoc and coming into more havoc. There's no Where do you find, like, affordability, like a fast food, going through any fast food or getting a place to rent or being able to afford a car or afford gas and just come back into, like, what? It's almost a land of unbelief.
Well, this morning we had a homeless guy sleeping out right in front of our sign here. I went out and asked him to leave. No problem. Got up and left. But the fact is that this is what's happening. We spend $27 billion on homelessness, and it's gotten worse. There's no new places, or very few places. So you have to ask yourself, well, your question to me was, and we got to run, how do veterans feel after coming home, spending their time in the service, and then they come home and they see this mess we have here in our country? And our country is still the finest country on the face of the earth. Don't misunderstand me. But when you look up at national politics, you look at the border, you look at, you get a job, and everybody wants the American dream. They want to be able to own a home, have a car, build their wealth. Have their kids go to, go to schools that teach them things, that they need to, so that they can go on in life and also be successes. This is not easy anymore. It's not as easy as it was when my dad and mom after the war. Or it wasn't as easy for my kids as it was for me. And it's not going to be as easy for my grandkids as it was for my kids, and it was harder for them. Yeah, it's kind of scary out there when you look at the national debt and all these things happening. And sometimes it's too much for people. But you can't forget is that we got to keep moving. We can't just stop.
Right.
Got to keep moving forward. Anyway, got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Here comes the sun. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the DeBob. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment of the show. A community bank, local board of directors. 4 branches, all local. 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 in Anderson. The newest one, been in the business around 18 years, been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we're here with Austin Prather from Shasta County Office of Education, and he's in charge of the Youth Commission, the Youth Sports Services.
Yeah, good morning, Carl.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's I'm the Executive Director of Youth Support Services with the County Office of Ed, which you mentioned. Here to talk with you this morning about an opportunity for sophomores, juniors, and seniors during the next school year, and an opportunity that we're promoting for them to get involved in how to better address substance use amongst our youth. And help get the youth engaged in messaging around that and how to get youth involved with spreading the message amongst their peers.
Now, it's just a given is that students in high school listen probably to their buddies and more of their friends more than they do their parents at times. And if you can reach them, and then they can reach out because the kids in school are seeing problems way before anybody else does, and usually.
100%.
Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, I would say that that's a correct statement. And I would say that you're right on the mark in terms of youth and their influence being absolutely directed by their peers, especially as they get into high school. Now, that doesn't absolve parents, right, from their role
No.
in helping guide and steer. And I do think that there still is an impact, whether they recognize it in the moment or they recognize it years down the line, that direction that parents have. But getting peers involved will have a great impact in terms of how we can help curb substance use in our community. And really, you know, our goal with everything that the county office and our Board of Education is focusing on with our substance use initiative is we want to make sure that youth in our community have the information that they need about the changing recreational drug landscape so that they can make informed decisions about their future, right? It's not us coming in telling them how to live their lives or what they should or they shouldn't do, but it's just the recreational drug landscape has significantly changed, changed certainly since your parents were in school, even changed dramatically over the last 5 years with the arrival of fentanyl in our community, and we would be doing youth a disservice if we weren't having these conversations with them and making sure that they had the information that they need. And to your point, we think that that information might soak in a little bit more when it's coming from their peers rather than it coming from adults.
Well, I will just share a personal story, Austin. When I was in 7th and 8th grade, and we're talking 70s now, 7th and 8th grade, there were what they would, and there would be certain girls in a popular group, and I mean, I was a cheerleader. that, I'm not saying those cheerleaders, but circles. And they would have these little aluminum foil packets. There'd be reds and whites. And at that point, they did window pane acid. And I'm talking about, I'm in like middle class, junior high. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so I don't know if there was anybody at that point besides a mentorship of a teacher. Because, you know, at a certain age, there's a point in a boy and a girl's life where they can either go down that road or they could go down that road. And mentorship is everything.
Absolutely.
So I'm kind of curious as to me sharing that story, and I was afraid to do that, even though I wanted to belong to a certain crowd and realize that those girls were just not, you know, anyway. But that's something that came, I don't know if I really believe at that point in my life in seventh grade, it was a teacher that got me into music. And the music then filled up a void that was happening for me personally. So, but to have another person that was my age even comprehend or talk about what goes on with self-esteem or what goes on with what's your purpose, you know, sometimes you're lost about your purpose. You know, not all of us have stay-at-home parents that are, like, honest with every little detail. They're working, and whatever is happening at home. Some single parents, maybe, I don't know, absent parents. So how did you get involved, and what is the landscape looking like for today? What was your experience for you to get involved with this?
Yeah, so in the work that I do, I have a role in supporting the Project Share after school programs, in supporting countywide foster youth education supports, as well as homeless education supports, and also prevention. But prevention 3-4 years ago looked solely like tobacco prevention, right? And when I say tobacco prevention, we've predominantly transitioned to addressing vaping in schools, right? Cigarettes have largely been eradicated, which is a great success. But we know that vaping is that next nicotine wave, right?
Right.
And really trying to make some headway around those pieces. But the more that I spent time in education talking with school administrators, talking with parents, talking with people in our community, substance use is fueling so many of the issues that we're talking about. And when we're talking about them on the societal scale, we're not talking about them as being rooted in substance use. Sometimes we are, but we talk a lot about homelessness in our community in Shasta County. We talk a lot about the rising crime rates. We talk about ACE scores. And with that, we talk about, you know, childhood abuse and neglect rates and all of these things that are our biggest, toughest problems that we see all of the political candidates in Shasta County running on a platform to try to help these things. And they get in the office and they realize, like,
since we've had this station, I can tell you that every candidate, local candidate, has come in on law and order and homelessness.
100%.
And there has not been a change. If anything,
right,
it's gotten worse.
Right.
And because these plans they have, then all of a sudden you're up against the state.
Yeah.
And or the feds.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things Linda said and is that getting to groups of people that are influencers, mm-hmm, you could say, in schools is very important.
Yeah.
If people on the football team, basketball, volleyball, the cheerleading squads, if you can reach them, because they do have circles,
mm-hmm,
out there, or student government even, mm-hmm, more, that they can come out with a message. That's, I think, probably your bottom line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where, in looking at trying to address that root cause of substance use, right, there wasn't a lot going on in schools to address substance use a few years ago. I talked about addressing the vaping, and we're missing an opportunity when we have the students in schools while they're young to make sure that they have some sort of comprehensive program to address substance use, right? We need to be talking to our kids about it, because if we're not talking to them about it, who will be? And to your point, engaging youth in that conversation to talk to their peers is a strategy that we believe in, and it's the reason that we've put together this youth commission.
Okay. We're here with Austin Preller from the Shasta County Office of Education. He's in charge of the youth sports services, but also the youth commission. And the youth commission is to reach out to the students via students to address the substance abuse problems we're having. You know, when you start hearing about kids and they're 5 years old and they're on doing weed already, you have to wonder about, you know, one, their family life, and two, how they get it. But then also, how do we reach these kids and offer them an alternative? And that's what I want to talk about when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. That's right. He repairs windshields like nobody else. He is truly from the old school. He truly does a great job. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix that. Guarantees it for the life of your windshield. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He will fix that windshield and fix it so it lasts. If you're not sure what you need, you've got a chip there, or maybe a beginning of a crack, then take your car, truck, SUV, RV. I've seen RVs down there. He's repairing those. In for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. This is a locally owned, locally operated business, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
One shot is never enough. I just wait for this to go into circles. And the distance of my room is anything so necessary. I was thinking about that thing that you said last night. So
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries.
For only $25 plus fees.
Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for Micro Wrestling. Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and non-stop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, are we on?
Yes.
Okay. You caught me right then. I couldn't tell if that was the end of a commercial or the end of bump music. There's going to be a little problem there. Hey, welcome back to the show. Carl Lindabad here at Free Fire Radio. Linda's pointing at something, and I'm pointing back going, I think there'll be a problem there. Welcome back, 7:50 in the morning, 75 degrees out there on the 12th. And we're here with Austin Preller, who is from the Shasta County Office of Education. And one of the, and we're talking youth services, but now in the Youth Commission, which is reaching out to the students themselves for their help in reaching out to their fellow students about substance abuse.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to throw this one out. It just seems like, do we have a substance abuse expert on the staff of Shasta County Office of Education?
Yeah, well, I think that that's what we're trying to build, right? We have a department now that is fully formed to address substance use prevention. Our board has bought into that. But I think that there's different layers of experts, right? I think that I have a lot of knowledge about youth development in Shasta County. I have a knowledge about the school systems in Shasta County, and so that's important in working with substance use. But I also don't have all of the expertise in the world. We just had a conversation off air about the need for more youth-specific substance use counselors in our community.
Well, that's, okay.
Right? And so that's one layer of expertise.
Right.
We bring in experts like Rocky Heron, who you had on your show.
By the way, he's another layer of expertise. He was very, gosh, I tell
you
what, he's phenomenal.
He is.
And he reached out to your middle school people.
Eighth grade.
And if he had to have reached some of them.
I believe so, too.
And, you know, he said something to me. You know, we're talking about over 100,000 deaths a year. It started during COVID. But now over 100,000 deaths a year from overdose. And if it wasn't for Narcan, he said you could triple that.
Absolutely.
Well, I just want to bring this up. Like, I don't know. Maybe, you know, we were blessed in the 70s when I was in school. We used to have assemblies. All classes would come into assembly and we'd have a motivational speaker. And you can't tell me in that assembly, in the basketball courts, that somebody was being touched. All classes. So you were kind of sitting there. Somebody was touched by something. So I don't know if they do that anymore, if they can even do that because of insurance or whatever. But you were discussing, and I was thinking, and I want to use that word shame again, but that, you know, we talked about every school should implement one day a week that there would be after school at 3 or whatever it is for somebody to be in a room. Someone's just sitting there that's a teacher or a counselor of some sort to be able to just be there and just come, you know, kind of encourage within the youth that they would get. Like, I'm going to go see so-and-so today at 3 o'clock. Why don't you come with me? And you can just listen if you just want to bring a book or, you know, sit there and be on your game or your phone, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're discussing what it is to go through addiction, talk about it, but make it kind of fun and informative. But that is happening every week. It could touch a few lives because our children and addiction is what's going on that connects to homelessness.
Yeah. And I think that that's a great idea. And I think that, if something were to be implemented like that, I think it would be going back to the piece that you started with the shame, right? Where I think it would depend on how it was promoted by the school, right? Where the students need to feel like it's a safe place, and they need to feel like they have a connection to the adult before they're going to open up, right? And so I think being intentional and being specific about how the school can create that safe place where this isn't about trying to label you, identify you.
Right.
This is quite literally, this isn't about getting in trouble. This isn't about calling your parents and letting them know that you come to this group and you have a problem. I would say parents play an important role in that, and there's a time and a place when parents do need to be notified. But making sure that the youth feel comfortable opening up is going to be the first step to getting them the help that they need. And I think having trusted adults on every school campus where that opportunity is given to students is a really big step.
Yeah, you know, you can go in there and there's going to be no repercussions.
In other words,
if you open up to this person, the dialogue starts. And at some point, I thoroughly agree. Parents need to be in on this.
And
whether it's a sexual thing or whatever it is, at some point those parents need to be in on this because not all parents are horrible people. A lot of parents just don't know.
Agreed. So. And I think the part about that conversation, though, that I would highlight would be it's going to be – my perspective is it's going to be best when that information is shared by the student to the parents, right? And so I think the first step in the school, if a student discloses about substance use and they're willing to look for help, would be, hey, how can we tap into your parents as – helpers in that situation, and how can they be a part of the process to answer the solution to this?
Instead of
enablers. Right. Well, and the longer that we hide this from them, potentially the worse that it's going to get. And so I think the schools need to be coaching and helping facilitate the conversation between the student and the parent so it doesn't feel like if the student comes and shares they have a substance use issue with the school and then the school immediately shares it with the parent, now you've burnt that trust bridge with the student, and it's really – unless there's a safety issue, right? Certainly safety issues need to be shared. But I think it's helping facilitate the conversation with the parent and the student because I think it's going to be best when the student is able to share that information with their parent. And I think the school should be encouraging that.
We're here with Austin Preller, who is works with the youth sports services, but also the Youth Commission. And what this is they want to start groups in schools that are going to help with the messaging that substance abuse is wrong, and that there's answers to it, that they can reach out to their cohorts. And now, where are you with this?
Yeah, so the substance, the Youth Commission is accepting applications right now from sophomores, juniors, and seniors to be in the next school year. We have an application on our webpage. If you go to ShastaCoE.org, on the top half, there's a link that just says Board of Education. You click there, and our Substance Use Initiative is there, and all the information on the commission is available. And essentially, we're looking for 10 high schools, sophomores, juniors, and seniors who are willing to serve on this commission for next year. The term will be August 2024 through June of 2025. There will be one meeting per month. It'll be the first Tuesday of every month, in the evening for 2 hours. And we're looking to bring 10 comprehensive high school students together, give them a budget of $10,000, and ask them to put together campaigns and activities on their school campuses that they feel like would have an impact in addressing and curbing substance use with their peers. That could be a messaging campaign. That could be something that coincides with Red Ribbon Week. But we really want the youth to come together to have the conversation about how to best address substance use.
I think that's an ideal way of doing it.
Yeah. And give them the budget, too. Put the resources behind it. $10,000 isn't anything to sniff at, right? Like, that is a significant amount of money for youth to be in control of to determine how they think it could be best utilized.
I think this is the way forward, and because it's got to be, but as we know, it's got to be a multi-pronged type of reaching out. But I think having the students as your main focus, and then what we need, what they need, then is, you know, okay, this is working, but we need this type of follow-up. We need this kind of specific people that we can get our classmates to go to.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, 100%.
Austin Preller, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, after you get this thing going, I'd like you to come back and maybe bring one of your students in.
Absolutely. We would
love to do that.
We would. And I always appreciate the time that you provide in this platform. And again, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors who are interested in serving on the Youth Commission, who have ideas on how we can better address substance use in our community. Application is at ShastaCOE.org. Across the top banner, you'll see a button that's Board of Education. Click there, and you can find all the information that you need.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we've got Todd Jones from the Reading Chamber of Commerce joining us.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
I'm Jeremy House. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says mediators will keep trying to close an elusive ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Blinken says Hamas wants what it calls amendments to the U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable, some are not.
Hamas's response has laid bare the frustration after previous moments of optimism have been repeatedly dashed by the differences between the two sides over the deal. President Biden is heading back to Europe today to attend the G7 summit in the southeastern part of Italy. Mr. Biden will push a plan to his G7 counterparts to use the interest from frozen Russian assets to provide up to $50 billion in loans for Ukraine's war effort. Retired Army Captain Sam Brown has overcome a crowded primary field in Nevada's Republican U.S. Senate primary.
Brown's victory sets up a fierce battle against Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen in November that could decide the control of the U.S. Senate. Brown was recruited by national Republicans who were deliberately trying to avoid a repeat of their lackluster show in the 2022 midterms. All but cementing Brown's victory was the endorsement of former President Donald Trump on Sunday. Brown told his supporters Tuesday that he would work to secure the border, provide energy security, lower taxes, and reform the judiciary. In a speech to supporters at a Reno watch party, Brown described an America, quote, at a crossroads, where he said his children, quote, have no voice and no vote in the country that they will inherit. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Jerry West, who was selected to the Basketball Hall of Fame three times, died this morning. He was 86. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 167 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The children who survived the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, will be graduating high school with mixed emotions. Although they're excited to go off to college or start a career, they say they're also sad their classmates who were killed can't be with them to celebrate. Sandy Hook student Grace Fisher, who survived the shooting, says their class wants to feel like normal high school graduates.
I think going to college and being able to move out and start a new chapter of my life is very special, and Sandy Hook will always be with me, and I will, of course, share my story.
A gunman killed 20 first graders and six educators in the attack. A Russian woman has been detained and questioned in Denmark for allegedly helping a foreign intelligence agency to operate in the country. The Scandinavian Security Service says the woman faces preliminary charges. News and analysis at townhall.com. An off-duty Atlanta policeman takes down a man who opened fire at a very crowded food court. And the city's mayor is grateful he was there.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says had the off-duty police officer not been here, the situation at the Peachtree Center food court could have been way worse. The officer shooting and wounding the 34-year-old gunman who has an extensive criminal record. He shot three people, a 47-year-old man, and two women, ages 69 and 79, all at the hospital expected to survive. This underground food court, packed with people eating at various restaurants when the shots were fired just after 2 in the afternoon. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
The Board of General Motors has approved another $6 billion share repurchase as the Detroit automaker adds to its 2024 momentum. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of June, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Ben is at the helm, and what national day is it today, Ben?
I thought you would never ask.
Well, I'm ready. You know, we missed National Donut Day. We somehow managed to miss National Hamburger Day, you know, where you can get free donuts and free hamburgers at places. Yeah, no.
Oh, my goodness,
anyway,
Carl.
What national
day? This is just
travesty. Okay, I won't say it again. I've had enough.
Oh, yeah.
Enough fun.
I know exactly what you were thinking.
Okay, what is the national what?
National Red Rose Day.
Oh, well, thank you.
And Jerky Day.
Jerky Day.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Where did he light up for? Not the roses.
Jerky. Jerky. You know what? I made jerky, and I found that by the time I finished making it,
you're exhausted.
No, I wasn't exhausted, but by the time I did everything, and you have different batches and all that, that it's, there's a place in town called It's Jerky. They have great jerky. It just is easier. And it's, you know, frankly, it tastes better.
Well,
but
it's
fun
nice.
Making your
yes,
own
it
jerky.
Is.
It is. Especially when you roadkill jerky.
I know.
That's going to be
no
the name
comment.
Of my new business.
Yeah, roadkill jerky. Okay, yeah. All right, so just going to give
had
you a little
eyes inside.
Oh my God, just a little update. You are in your okay. Little update on the weather, and it could be why he's got these weird comments. Sunny and hot today with a high near 105. It's an excessive heat warning. Northwest winds about 5 to 7. Tonight, clear skies with around 71. Thursday, calling for sunny and high with 97. We're under triple digits tomorrow, and overnight lows of 66. Thursday night, Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 96. And Friday night, 62. Saturday, sunny. Again, this weekend, oh my gosh, 91. And Sunday, 87. You want to go back outside and work in the yard. That's the perfect weather. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, always bringing us the weather since the day we started. The Kinney family, owning Shasta Gas Propane into the second generation, where you can give them a call at 365-3794. They're located in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
And there's Buford becoming the attention hog that he is over there. And our guest, Todd Jones, is over there just petting him. Because you have dogs.
I have two poodles, yes. Standard poodles.
Okay.
Not with funny haircuts either. Normal haircuts.
What colors?
Party poodles. So they're black and white.
Oh.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Now, boy, girl, girl, girl.
Boy and a girl. We got them both for free, and they're purebreds, which is the best part.
Oh, my God.
Were they litter mates?
They were not. No. Kind of a weird, random event. And we got one that was a year old, and we got one that was 3 months old. And we got them fixed. We don't want to breed dogs.
Exactly.
You know, we got them for free. We probably couldn't have bred them anyway if we wanted to. So,
oh no, yes, you could.
Well, theoretically, yeah.
They automatically do that.
It's possible. Right. But we have three boys too, so our life is already busy enough. We don't need puppies.
Were you looking into the poodle mix? Or does it just happenstance?
A friend had a litter. We got one of theirs. And then another friend from school, they had an accidental purebred litter. And they didn't want them all either. So we ended up with two from separate litters. But
was this breed something in your past? Or
not really.
Because
no.
You just kind of wonder how, you know.
I grew up with labs. Yeah. I love labs.
Yeah.
And but the poodles are great. I mean, they're smart.
Yeah, they are.
The standard poodles are about 55 pounds full grown.
Uh-huh.
And the same size as
and they don't shed.
Yeah,
and they don't
shed.
You have to give them haircuts, though. So we get a haircut about once a quarter for each of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not
well,
cheap.
We ran into Tyler Whitlow yesterday.
And, hey, Tyler, if you're listening.
I hope you are, Tyler, because Tyler had me almost rolling in the parking lot over there by the sandwichery talking about his two French bulldogs that his wife loves. He says, they do not come into my office, the flatulence that they both possess. He says, I'll be in my office and I'll start smelling something. And I'm thinking, how can she be in there in the same office with them? And he said, Nacho and somebody, Nacho.
The first one they got was great.
The first
great.
One he says, you know, pretty bright dog. And then we got Nacho. And Nacho, in the first couple of months, fell down the steps, a 2-foot step, and broke both of his legs. He says, they've got a wing at the veterinary clinic with my name on it.
Yeah.
No, we know about that with horses, too, but... No, just his stories just had us rolling on the ground.
Yeah, two broken legs. I mean, you know, my opinion, sometimes you just got to tie old deal to a tree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's that. But you pay a lot for those docs, too.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Of course, we're here to talk about the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Todd is the president of the – or
President and CEO.
Of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Okay, here.
Well, congratulations once again.
Thank you. I know I missed last month, so this is only my second time on. Wow.
Fantastic.
But you sent
Danny, Visit Reading.
Good kid.
And I listened to it on the way down. I listened to it on my phone. That's right. I was already in Sacramento by the time it started.
You can
so cool.
You can listen to us anywhere in the world.
It was great.
My question is, I don't know whether to take. Here's my question. I want your unabashed opinion of this riverfront plan.
Oh, gosh.
Of the Greater Reading Riverfront Plan, because they're having their first meeting tomorrow.
Yep.
And then another one Saturday. There's been such a influx of people wanting to see it, they've had to increase the number. I don't understand. They're at the Civic Auditorium. They could put 900 people in there. Why would they only limit it to 100 people? I don't understand it, but they said they're expanding it out.
Yeah. So you want my opinion on the riverfront?
Yeah, but is it going to take longer than 4 minutes?
It probably will take longer
Let's
than 4 minutes.
Let's take an early break.
Okay.
Here. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Linda's Home Away from Home. Four Winds Jewelry has been in the business for over 30 years, started by Leonard, and sold it to Rebecca and Henry, I don't know, about 7-8 years ago. They've been voted best in the North State 2 years in a row. They've got the only stone cutter, the only watch repairman, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and they've won that because they are the best. They are just really likable people down there. As Linda says, integrity. You don't have to worry about when you take your jewelry in there that it's not going to be taken care of. They have, like I said, the only watch repairman in the area. They've got a great selection of jewelry, everything you can imagine at very fair prices. This is Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Play to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th
for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:17 in the morning here on the 12th of June. We're almost halfway through June.
We're almost halfway through the year.
And it's 75 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. Now, my horse is at the stable. Our horse is at the stable, munching happily on her hay this morning, and eating her little supplements, not realizing as soon as the show's over, I'm going out there, and we're going for a ride. And I want to try and get her back before we reach 90. Mainly for me. You know, she's okay with it.
Is she at Mister's out there or something?
No, she has a fan, though, that runs.
In the shade.
And then we're out there every day, and we wash her down and let her air dry, and she's happy. She seems happy. I mean, she's never said anything. So, anyway, welcome back to the show. Hey, we're here with Todd Jones. And the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we're asking about the riverfront specific plan. And just to remind everybody, tomorrow, June 13th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium, they're having a workshop, and to talk about the Reading riverfront specific plan process. They're going to talk about vision and guiding principles, blah, 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 blah. Review ways to stay involved with the project. Now,
there was so much input from the community. They were going to hold it to like 100 people. Now they've opened that up even more. So what you have to do is go to the city of Reading, to their website there, and look for that riverfront specific plan and push on that. And what that does, it takes you to Eventbrite, and you can sign up for either Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. or Saturday, June 15th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's 2 hours. The thing about it is, at the Civic, holding it to 100 people, I don't understand that. I just don't understand it. You can have 400 people in there. And this is going to have a huge impact on our city. So, Todd, what's your thoughts on it? You were on the original planning committee on it.
Yeah, we had a little committee last summer, into fall, winter, and I was there on behalf of the EDC. We had Ryan Hadrick, who's a commercial realtor in town, was the representative on behalf of the chamber. He's a chamber board member. So he was there, and you know, Ryan, the Hadrick brothers, both of them are just great guys, so smart.
We've known them since we've lived here.
Yeah, they're
watched
great.
Them grow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, when you think about 17 years.
Yeah.
No, neither one of them have changed.
No, they don't age. Like they don't age.
They're like 12. Look at your dad. He hasn't aged.
Yeah. Yeah, he's living the good life. So the riverfront specific plan, you know, my opinion back then and my opinion still now, you know, there's a lot to unpack there. I think the first thing, one of the interesting parts of the thing last fall was it's a northern and southern riverfront specific plan. So it's talking about south of 44 and north of 44. And of course, south of 44 is all owned by Chris Koutras. And then north of 44 is all owned by the city of Reading. It's about 117 acres. And so obviously, I think we all know the history. You know, this was kind of kicked off when K2, McConnell Foundation, and Populist did an unsolicited plan to purchase a property about, I don't know, 4 years ago now, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Three or four years ago?
It was right after they had sold that property to block Wind River.
The city had.
And the people's antennas and ire was so up. And then this came up afterwards.
Yeah.
And the city council, very rightfully so, oh no, this is going to be wide open. We're not voting on this thing. So
yeah.
Everybody sees it. So.
And I think they took some ARPA money to pay for this plan.
Yes.
I believe that's what they did.
$1.2 million.
Yeah, to pay for
they didn't ask me. I would have done
MG, I think,
000.
Is the group that's doing the consulting. These guys are coming up out of Sacramento.
Yeah.
You know, I think the big thing that people need to realize, first of all, it's a specific plan. So we're not going to talk about how big the facility may or may not need to be or whatever. It's
right.
A specific plan. Specific plans are really zoning documents that say, hey, here's what this acreage could be. Here's what this acreage could be. It's not going to end up being, we're going to propose to build a brand new civic auditorium or whatever. That's not it. It's a specific plan for a zone.
But,
it's really a zoning
document.
You
zone it so it could be.
You have to. And my whole thing last fall, and my thing still is, you know, again, there's two sides to the issue. We won't talk about the south because that's much more complicated. But on the south end, again, Chris Koutras was part of that plan. We need to do whatever we can in the city from a specific plan perspective to enable him to be as successful as he possibly can, because we all want the South Riverfront to be built up and developed. Chris Koutras wants the same thing. It's a very complicated history there, but we need to, whatever we do in the specific plan needs to enable him and whatever developer he decides to partner with to be as successful as they can. So don't put them in a box to say, hey, you can't do this here, you can't do this here. You know, allow them some flexibility and allow them to maximize the potential of that, because, you know, as many of us know, Chris is not going to sell that property. He's going to do a long-term lease, most likely, with the developer someday. And again, I won't talk for him.
He'd be foolish not to.
But
see, at the same time, he's got to be working with the city, because one of the meetings they had several years ago, oh, here's all of our bike paths, here's all of our walking paths.
And they went through his property.
And they went through his property, which thoroughly kept him from doing anything.
Right. Right.
So,
that died. There needs to be back and forth, and, you know, Chris is invited. He's at the table. He's part of the conversation. And so hopefully, you know, and again, the South Riverfront's a whole
nother.
It's got
to be able to merge from Chris's property into the city's, where it's kind of like, oh, here's a strip joint, and then right next to it. No, I'm not saying Chris is going to, no, don't misunderstand. What I'm saying is, it's got to kind of blend.
Right.
And I'm sure Chris wants to do that. And so that when we have this, it's a pleasant experience that people, you know, there's going to be some kind of housing there.
Right.
And we're not talking high rises or anything. We're probably talking some really high class townhouses along the river there.
Yeah. I'd be even those properties that are on the river now. Yeah,
I would be surprised if they weren't developed on something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the South Riverfront, that's a whole kind of different conversation in my opinion. On the north side, it's about 117 acres. And again, we're going through a specific plan. We're not going to get to a point where they're talking about building something new. They're just going to talk about what could be built theoretically in this zoning environment.
But then they also, with that zoning, this area will be zoned for be able to have large events, blah, blah, blah. So that could be to take the place of the Civic that we have. I mean, not saying it's going to happen.
Sure. But no, it could be. Absolutely.
But then you look over at the rodeo grounds, and I've got my chat room guy. As soon as I mention rodeo grounds, how many events do they have at the rodeo grounds? I mean, it goes like that. You know, we have a lot. You just don't know about them. Sometimes we have cleaning events. But what I'm getting at, though, is being able to have it marked off so people say, okay, this is the kind of structures that could be here. It's the kind of structures that could be here. And over here, I mean, it's 117 acres.
Right. Well, yeah, and I mean, the Civic or the rodeo grounds, you know, it's not going to say what you can put here and there. It's going to say this is, I don't know the zoning classification, but let's say it's, you know.
Multi-use,
whatever. I don't know the right term for what that
multi-use
is.
Multi-use with cattle.
And then, you know, but, you know, what's the future going to be? Because, I mean, ultimately, this could, I know this is unpopular, this could still lead to a sale, but we're kind of building the parameters of what's going to happen. And, you know, I don't know what's going to be there.
This is the short hair, sir.
Sure.
That the city of Reading does not have the expertise to do this.
And they don't have the money.
Nor the money.
No.
We can't even build the new fire station that was just announced because we don't have the $22 million it's going to take to build it.
Yeah.
And even though we need it. So that money's got to be come in from someplace.
Right.
Is that a bond issue that all of a sudden we're paying for a bond that gives us? But even then, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to do this.
Oh, it's a lot of money. And, you know, so either way you look at it, whether it's a purchase from somebody else or it's a long-term lease, you still deal with some of the issues like the Surplus Land Act, which I'm familiar with from being at the EDC.
Well, they're changing that right now.
They are working on changing that to give the cities a little bit more flexibility.
If you've already got a lease, you can have an extended lease.
Yeah, there are different things. It's not done. There's nothing. There's no new language yet. I'm a very much free market, private enterprise type of person. So if I'm a developer and I'm going to go in there, how am I going to maximize this? Of course, I think any developer, I shouldn't say any, but I think most developers that go there are going to understand the community asset that the riverfront is. But we also need to maximize it. We have thousands of miles of streams and rivers in the North State that are untouched, peaceful. If you want to get away from it all, do that. But I, in my opinion, I think this should be an area that's maximized for the benefit of our community and is going to create economic value. And in order to create economic value, whoever buys or leases that property in the future, because in my opinion, I don't believe the city is going to be the right people to do that, they need to make money. They need to be able to make money. So what's that blend going to be?
It's got to be a huge catch base for us.
Hey, is it going to be a big venue? Is it going to be a multi-purpose venue?
We need to become the hub of the North State.
Yeah.
Right here. Even more than we are. 80,000 cars pass by us every day. They stop, get off the road, maybe get something to eat, fill the cars up with gas, keep going.
Yeah.
We've got to come in, and they've got to swing through there. And we have the events around here. And because, just like you said, the rivers, the lakes, everything that we have here, where they stay here
right
for a week and spike out from here.
Yeah.
That we have events here that, you know, that people come to see.
Yeah. We get compared to Bend all the time. I wrote a paper in college in a forestry class that I had about Bend and about how they've transformed from a logging community, a timber community, to what Bend is today. And the old mill district that's right there where a lot of shopping is right now, that used to be a lumber mill. I don't know if it was Roseburg or somebody else, but that was – the city of Bend decided to basically redevelop that. They have different redevelopment back then. This was like 30 years ago plus now. But they said, hey, we're going to redevelop this. We're going to make this into a retail area for our community. And they invested in – but a lot of that was zoning stuff because the city of Bend didn't pay necessarily for all, you know, all the shopping. I think they did pay for some stuff with former type of redevelopment funds. But they enabled private development to come in there and develop right there on the Deschutes River and maximize the potential. But, again, just like Bend or just like Reading, you know, there's thousands of miles of untouched rivers and streams all over the place.
And we can't forget, though, is that the Deschutes River is different than the Sacramento
totally
River.
Different.
Totally different. Yeah. We are in the best trout fishing in the United States can arguably be done, say, right here in the Sac. Plus, it's a spawning ground. So you're not going to get the high-speed boats going out.
Yeah.
Down, and the river's too shallow.
Right.
It's not really too shallow, but you can't do that. It's got to be something that you could have maybe electric boats going up and down for lunches or something.
Yeah.
But so it can't look like that. I mean, have that kind of a business.
It's not going to be right up there. And I think the city and I think the planning group has already talked about, hey, these are riparian zones, because that's obviously going to be a concern. But then again, how do we maximize that? And how do we maximize it for the rodeo? How do we maximize it for our community? How do we make it a facility that's going to be a win-win for everybody? Obviously, you know, there may be someone that's going to lose in this situation, but as long as we can make it a win-win, and I think that's what the city's trying to do by, you know, taking this more thoughtful approach to a specific plan and going through this process and having all these community engagement sessions. I mean, all the community engagement sessions in the fall were open to the public as well. And, you know, we might have had 20 or 30 people there. It wasn't super packed, but
more and more people are getting involved. They are, and they want to be, and that's great. And we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the barbershop of Carlbach. That's right. I've been going there for 17 years, never had a bad haircut. It's been there since 1960. You would have been in diapers if your dad had brought you in there. What can I say? It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. If you want to make an appointment, you give them a call at 530-244-9478. That's the way I do it, so I can just work it in on my schedule. And I go in there, get a great haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, in the old subway, right there. We'll be right back.
Dinorama and Tri-County Think presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by.
Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mundabot. 8:35 in the morning, 78 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. Yes, another warm day. Hey, there is a Reading Gun Club trap shooting fundraiser for Casey Moore. Casey Moore is 25 years old and she's fighting against breast cancer. 100% of the proceeds will go to Casey to help pay medical expenses. To enter, and for more information, give Ted Leidy a call at 530-776-4855 or drop him an email at tedleidy, L-I-D-I-E, at yahoo.com. And donations are accepted without attendance. And you can also buy a ticket pack and donate it to a friend to use for the event. They've got guns that are going to be, people can win, cornhole games, barbecue lunch. All this stuff is going on out there to raise money for Casey. Linda and I are here with Todd Jones, who is the CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Riverfront Specific Plan,
yes,
which is huge. And we're having the first meeting tomorrow, or another meeting tomorrow, from, gosh, what was that? 10 to, no, 6 to 8 at the Civic Auditorium. But you got to get tickets, so go to the website, Reading City. And or you can check my Facebook page. I've got it all over the place about how to sign up. They've expanded it because they had so much interest, as people should be interested in this. People I know are going to it. In fact, younger people. Ben, you listening?
Yep.
Did y'all sign up, did y'all sign up for that?
For the town meeting?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, I know Liam called in. His he and his friends are doing it, and they're in their 20s.
That's good.
It is good, so they can see it, because they're going to grow up with it, whatever the decision is. Now, we also know that this is, you know, even with these plans, we're not going to see anything probably for, in your estimation, how long?
10 years.
10 years.
That's well, my estimation.
Well, okay. So I'm still in the middle, because I spoke to someone and they were that works at the Civic, and they were saying that there's a lot of issues and they just spend a bunch of money whenever they have certain jazz bands in and big bands on special stages and stuff, because we don't have the room apparently. So now I'm confused on what opinion I should have, because it looks like the people who work there really think we need a new one, but do we have the money for it?
I don't think we have money for a new Civic, in my opinion. I mean, if
you can't build a fire station.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's a whole, I want to stay on the Civic a little bit in the whole Riverfront Specific Plan, but, you know, just, I must have been, you know, I missed last month, but the City of Reading back in April had the City of Reading Unmet Needs. No, it was in May. Whenever that was, the Unmet Needs Workshop, and basically City Manager Barry Tippin laid out about $350 million worth of unmet needs for our community, which did not include anything at the Northern Riverfront. So it was fire stations and roads and infrastructure and bathrooms and all these different things that are happening. And again, we can't, right now we cannot pay for that. We cannot bond for these things because we don't have the revenue projections to support the bond. But anyway, that's a whole another fun conversation we could have for another day. But on the
Civic, I probably need to have Barry come in. Let's talk about the unfunded things that we need.
It's a big conversation right now that he's working on. And again, there's so many things that are happening right now with the county also bringing back the sales tax proposition within the next couple of weeks that they're going to hope to put on the November ballot for a 1 cent sales tax. And then, you know, again, talking about the unmet needs for the city of Reading, how are those going to be funded? That could be a sales tax conversation as well. Probably wouldn't happen this fall is what I understand from City Manager Tippin. But again, staying on the civic, you know, I think an interesting thing too that we were talking about off the air is that Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, which had, I believe it was their first year students, so they have 3 years, their first year students are no longer going to be at the civic. So this last April, when they finish school for the season, they are not going to be there anymore. And to the Advanced Reading, who runs the civic auditorium, that's actually great news because it's going to give them more opportunities to book things. And so they think they're actually going to do better, but they are leasing the property. It's basically a triple net type of lease where Advanced Reading is paying for it's not quite a triple net. They're paying for a majority of the upgrades and expenses. The City of Reading, I think, is going to come in, and I think they're paying for some HVAC and some other things here in the next year. But Advanced Reading puts a lot of money into that facility, and they pay a lease to the city, and they think that they're going to have some better opportunities over the next, I guess it's about 9 years left of their lease with the city, but BSSM is not going to be in there for the next 9 years. They're done.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is really interesting. I mean, again,
That's going to open up areas down there.
Yeah. More events is what they're most excited about because, mm-hmm. again, when they have concerts or things come in, they need that place for the whole day or multiple days to set up things and get things going.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We probably need to give Julie Dyer a call and get her over here and talk.
Yeah.
About
she's
it.
One of my board members and mm-hmm. a great advocate for the community. And she's, there's a lot happening over there. It's a lot of fun.
Reading's one of the 100 top places to move to.
Yes, yeah. So you guys talked about that recently, right, on the air? So we made it on the livability, top 100 places to live in the country, and we're in the top 5 in California. And again, it goes into, and this is something that I worked on when I was at the EDC, and we actually worked with livability, which I can talk more about, but, it talks about affordability, quality of life, education, job opportunities, all these different metrics. There's over 100 metrics that they look at to determine where the best places to live around the country. And when I spoke with Livability at a conference about 4 years ago now, I knew about this list. I wanted to be on the list because I knew that we had a lot of these great assets and we can compete with so many of these cities that are listed on their list. And really it's all about just getting yourself out there. People need to know about what's happening. And so the EDC actually partnered with Livability last year to say, hey, help us write some content, help us make our public image look better. And part of that, again, everything weaves together. Part of that was actually paid for by the Reading City Identity Project SEO funding to say, hey, we need to make Reading's image look better online. And so some of the funding that was left from that went in to help pay for this contract with Livability to, again, pump out more great content about what's happening here. Much like Visit Reading does, we need to tell the world all the great stuff that we have going on here. And Livability is another layer beyond recreation to talk about all these other things, how to start a business, why it's a great place to start a business, why it's a great place to live, why it's a great place to raise families. And again, the things that a lot of us know, we just need to tell the rest of the world about.
I totally agree. And let's talk about a little bit about businesses. How many businesses are moving in to Reading, would you say, or at least starting here?
So I've been looking at the new business license list quite a bit over the last few months, and there's a lot of new businesses because you don't need a business license if you're in the county. You only need it if you're in a city. So City of Reading, I see their list, and there's anywhere from 15 to 25 new business licenses per week. For a long time in the state of California, we were among the highest new business starts in the entire state of California. We're not at the top of that anymore, but we still have a lot of new businesses starting here every day. And a lot of that's locals, new businesses coming into town. I think it's actually pretty high. I mean, I was down at Costco yesterday and looking at all the retail, there's a lot happening at the Save Mart across the street. New buildings are going up right now.
Yes.
All the new stuff is going in at Costco. And I saw this from a developer friend on LinkedIn yesterday. She called what we're in right now, what we're experiencing, a vibe session. So we're not really technically in a recession, but it sure feels like it because there's a lot of uncertainty. But in Reading, we're still seeing investments from private enterprises investing in our community, and retailers are still coming here. So we're going to have some new retailers coming in on the Save Mart side. And again, I love small business. I love big business. I love them all. But seeing some of these retails is, I think, a good bellwether of people are still investing in this community. People still see opportunity here.
We're seeing a lot of restaurants and places like that opening.
Yeah.
What about how many businesses, though, are failing or leaving?
I don't know the number. I should see if I can find
that. And I'm not going to say it failed, but let's just say La Cabana, who's been here 30 years. Yeah. We love those people.
Right.
They love Reading, and then they just shut down. Now, yeah, I don't know why
I believe the father who owns it decided to retire.
Yeah, 28 years is what I heard from somebody who frequents it quite often.
Yeah.
It was not a particular reason. It was 28 years.
It was,
just time.
It was time. But and it's all hard. the kids work there.
Yeah, and I talked to them a little bit a few weeks ago, and it's like, you know, how do we, you know, what can be done? I mean, it's the restaurant business has incredibly thin margins already.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a tough thing to always keep going. There's not always something we can do, but if there is, I mean, we definitely want to keep ahead of it. We want people to know to call me, call the chamber. We want to talk to them because if there is a resource that's out there, because there's so many resources in this community that people don't know about, we want to help connect them with that. But, you know, businesses, I think we have more businesses starting than leaving right now. I think that I don't know that data off the top of my head for sure, but from what I'm seeing, I think that's happening. We're definitely seeing more new businesses start than close. But I think one of our challenges is our population is still pretty stagnant. We've actually lost a few thousand people over the last few years. We've lost people.
Yeah.
And I think that's really one of our biggest challenges right now. We need to get more people to move here and live here.
You know, some people, it's because they retire. And we got to take a break here, but. Some of it's because they retire and they want to move out of California to have more money in their pockets. I mean, let's just face it, we're high taxes and high everything. But then you're seeing younger people moving out and going to work in other places, too. And it's one thing if you're retired and you leave, like most of law enforcement.
Right.
But it's something else to have people that are viable parts of the community that have businesses that then move to another place. So, yeah, you're right. We need to bring in more people, and being one of the best places to live in the United States doesn't hurt.
Heck yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Business.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So what do you want your future to look like? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semester begins August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Welcome back. Last segment here of Free Fire Radio with, well, today. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have Simpson University with us, so the athletic director talking about this big thing they're doing with the new conference, football, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to hit him up on a rodeo team.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, why not?
It's a great idea. You know, Shasta College and Simpson ought to get together, start off with their timed events and work your way up. But this is a great place for a rodeo team out here.
Oh, yeah. Shasta College probably has the facilities to kind of keep some of those animals, too, I would assume.
Yeah, but see, what you would do is you could do that. But you got the rodeo arena here for a perfect place to practice and all that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they're going to be on tomorrow. We're with Todd Jones from the he's the CEO of the Civic or the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and you've got some events coming up.
Yeah, I would be remiss if I did not mention the events. So, you know, one of the things that we have all the time, a lot of people know about, is greeters. So, greeters tomorrow, Thursday, it's at Town Place Suites. So that's going to be greeters tomorrow, Town Place Suites. And then next week it's going to be at Breslin Occupational Therapy. I won't do all the weeks, but those are the next two coming up. And they're from 8 to 9. You do not have to be a member to come. So if you want to come check out greeters, get to know some people. We have a lot of regulars that are coming. We typically are averaging like 100 people at greeters right now every week, which is awesome. It's just a great community of people that support each other and want to, you know, share business and share what they're
doing. Could we do something like that here?
It's from 8 to 9. Hard time.
Well,
so
I was thinking though, is if we timed it right, we could have a businesses cycle through here.
Oh, there's a lot of businesses.
Yeah, I just say
that would be fun.
Are.
We should do it. We could do it. Other events coming up at the end of the last Thursday of the month, we have happy hour at Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar over on Hilltop. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We do that once a month. And then the other thing, which is not a chamber event, but definitely, I don't know if you've had anyone talk about it. I have been tuning in most days when I get to the office. I stream, which I love that you guys stream because I don't have a radio in my office anymore. But streaming is great. So the Whistle Stop Park, have you guys heard about this yet? That's opening up right down the street. So
I just got a text from Judy Salters about that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Friday, June 21st, is the grand opening. So they have a live band. It's from 4 to 8 p.m. I know there's a big country show at the Civic as well, but you can go to both. You can go downtown for a little bit and then cruise on over to the Civic because it starts at 4. The event starts at 4, and it's Whistle Stop Park. And I feel like I'm taking the thunder from McConnell Foundation and K2 in the city because it's their project. But we've been, you know, in conversations with them. But again, Friday, June 21st, downtown. If you have been downtown lately, you can't miss it. It's right behind the Shasta College Health and Science Building. It's got a huge stage right now with swings and a big metal. It kind of reminds me of like Jonah and the Whale. It's like a rib cage type of thing.
Okay, give us a visual again. It's tell us the place.
So it's Whistle Stop Park just behind Shasta College's Health and Human Sciences building. Right here.
Downtown.
Right here. It's like a, I don't know, $3.5 million park or something like that. A lot of money.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. So this big.
And this was the McConnell Foundation?
K2 Development Company was the primary primary folks that did this. And again, I don't want to get in too many details because it's a little bit outside of my lane, but K2, McConnell, City of Reading, they were all the partners on this project. But it's going to open up. They're planning a lot of stuff. I don't want to give away all the secrets, but there's going to be bands, you know, beer, food, all kinds of good stuff going on Friday, June 21st. It looks like next week's going to be a nice week. So
okay, yes.
Go down to that if you can. And it's a little downtown park. It's going to be a great spot for community gatherings.
Are you going to be selling tickets to this?
It's free to go. It's a free event. Free event. Of course, there'll be stuff for purchasing beer and probably some snacks or something. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So come down.
Is that where where the band show was for Reading Roots?
Right there in that area.
It was a parking lot for Shasta College's Health and Human Sciences building. So it's right across from the Hearth downtown down here on Market Street.
Okay.
So
it's right there on
right here.
Right there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
we can do that.
It's all fenced off.
It starts at 4?
Yes. 4 o'clock, Friday, June 21st.
We have a formal event to go to that night, so let's just show up in our fancy clothes, and we'll go there, and then we'll go to our event.
Hang out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great community spot. I can't wait to see it open. They've put a lot of thought and money and time and resources into this park. And it's really just helping downtown, you know, become more of what we want it to be. And then, of course, in the fall, the public marketplace is going to open up, and that's going to be a huge game changer for downtown.
I can't wait to see this.
Oh, it's
and they've already got people signed up to be there and all this.
Yeah, yeah.
The meat market. And
I don't know who's public and who's not, so I probably shouldn't mention it, but the people I've talked to that are going to be involved with it, it's going to be such a diverse group of things to eat and enjoy down there.
Yeah.
You can pretty much get most of your culinary needs met in one spot.
You could even shop there, from what I understand.
Yeah, they're working on a small retail grocer potentially as well. So, and again, you should have Daniel or Aaron Ross who used to work at the chamber.
It's time
come
for
in.
Daniel to be back.
Yeah,
I call him Danny because when we met, he was Danny. Now he's Daniel.
He's Daniel.
He's Daniel now.
Yes. Okay.
So. Many years ago, I met.
Yeah, you should have one of them or Aaron come on as soon as you can, because then they could talk about the park. They could talk about public marketplace. I mean, again, there's a lot of good things happening downtown, but there's a lot of good things happening all over town. I mean,
so many things happening. I mean, new events, all kinds of things,
all kinds of stuff to do.
And we've got one. What is the adventure? What is it? The adventure challenge?
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is growing exponentially.
Yeah, right around the corner. I think another one, I know we don't have too much more time left, and I put it on Facebook and it's in the news.
Got 3 minutes.
But the Grange Co-op at the Shopco.
I saw that.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now,
I live close, I don't live on Lake, but I live in that vicinity.
I'm not saying they're here because of the Reading Rodeo, but I will tell you this. They have been sponsors of the Reading Rodeo for like 3 years.
They've been chamber members for 3 years too.
And they've come down here and they've gone to the rodeo. And they've looked at this at Reading, and we're not saying it's not because just a Reading rodeo. Of course not. But what they saw at the rodeo says this is our kind of place.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they're based in Central Point, which this is maybe a good or bad analogy. It's kind of like the Anderson of Medford. So it's right next to Medford. Central Point is right next to Medford. That's where they're headquartered at. I have family that's up there, and it's a great store. It's a
What do they do?
The easiest way to say it, this is their competition, right? It's a lot like a Tractor Supply.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot like a Tractor Supply. So again, I try not to use the competitor's name when I talk about them very often, but that's really the easiest way to understand it.
They're not farming, ranching. They're not selling food or that kind of
They're not selling food. No, it's
not like a Sprouts.
No. It's like a Tractor Supply.
Okay.
Yeah, really. I mean, again, I won't use their competitor's name that much.
But that gives you an idea.
That gives you an idea. Yeah. And again, to revitalize an old shopping center like that, and the owner of that building, I know they had worked on this. They've worked on this for quite a while now. So the fact that it's a signed lease and they're starting construction pretty soon is a great thing. It's going to be great for that area.
It's going to be great for, again, it's they hire people, they pay taxes, and all of this.
Yeah, we're the hub.
Heard anything about you got a minute for this, minute and a half. Any big businesses? How about out at Stillwater? How are they doing out there?
The Frito-Lay building, and again, this is kind of EDC stuff, but, it's still lingering from a lot of my conversations and things that I was working on. So the Frito-Lay building is going vertical right now, so it's really fun to see another building be built out there. I think Cal Fire is scheduled to be pretty soon because they got to be out of by East Cypress within a few years, so I think that building's going to go through. And, again, cost of construction, cost of capital is high right now, so I think some of those things are slowing down, but, again, we're still seeing – activity and, you know, the Forterra project that I've come on and talked about before. Those guys are starting testing right now. They got their certificate of occupancy up at the cement plant. So those guys are starting to work and make this innovative, you know, game-changing cement out of CO2 emissions, which is really cool. So there's still a lot of good things that are happening in this town.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome.
Okay. And we're going to be hearing about the land out there for Redding Rancheria here pretty soon, I imagine.
Yeah,
so we'll find out about that, and probably within the next few weeks, but we'll see. Because that's another.
You got some insider information here, Carl?
None.
Next few weeks.
None.
Next few weeks. Wow.
Well, it's because they've got all the information right back there at the Bureau of Indian Affairs, but they move at a glacial speed.
Yeah. So, what have they been working on this for 40 years?
Glacial speed.
Did we move today? No, yes. It was 1/10 of 1 centimeter of a millimeter or something. Okay. Todd, thanks so much. You're doing a great job.
Thanks
down
for
there.
Having me.
And tomorrow, Simpson University Athletic Director, and getting ready to kick off football. We've got a university that has football right here in Redding. So, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be 106. Be careful out there. Take your dogs for walks. We saw a guy walking his dog. He had little foot patties on him.
Yeah, he did yesterday.
It was cool. Yeah, so he can walk.
It's a husky, and I thought, how can you be walking your dog in this?
Because he has little shoes on.
Yeah, little tiny ones. And I thought, well, that's cute.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. And God.